So when are you having kids? If you're not already a parent, are you tired of people asking you that question? After all, when or if to procreate is an intensely personal decision, whatever your parents, the media, or the culture at large might have you believe. Well, for any of you out there who aren't 100% on the baby thing, have a listen to these five big ideas from the book, So When Are You Having Kids? The Definitive Guide for Those Who Aren't Sure If, When, or How They Want to Become Parents, by Jordan Davidson. Jordan is an award-winning journalist whose work has appeared in Parents Magazine, Health, Men's Health, Prevention, Teen Vogue, and other outlets. Here she is to offer up five big ideas from her book.
Hi, I'm Jordan Davidson, the author of So When Are You Having Kids? The birth rate has been dropping in the U.S. for decades, a statistic that's spawned many a headline asking, why? Why aren't people having kids? In the past, deciding to have kids wasn't difficult because it was practically mandated that you settle down with a partner of the opposite sex and procreate. As society's views progressed, parenthood began to look a lot different and not so mandatory. As a person trying to make parenthood decisions for myself, that why, the hesitation, is simple to understand, but as a journalist, I wanted to explore that apprehension that so many of us feel and create something that could help people work through those complicated thoughts. So When Are You Having Kids is a book for people who are on the fence about parenthood, those who aren't sure if, when, or how they want to have kids. I spent a year writing the book, diving deep into research and conducting interviews with over 100 people about how they made one of the most important decisions of their lives. Stories you can read within the book. So, whether you're on the fence about kids or just interested in why we make the family planning decisions we do, here are five big ideas from the book. The first big idea. Children provide a set path in a world full of uncertainties. Children provide what researchers call uncertainty reduction. Do you know what the next 18 years of your life will look like? If you don't have kids, you might not, but if you do, then you probably have a pretty good idea of what to expect. Having kids puts you on a set path. And that can be pretty enticing. Humans are naturally inclined to want to reduce uncertainty. We do this in one of two ways. We collect information so that we can make decisions with as little risk as possible, or we pick courses of action that have a predictable set path. Taking the time to research, perhaps reading So When Are You Having Kids?, and deciding whether parenthood is right for you is that first type of uncertainty reduction. Collecting information so that you can make a decision with as little risk as possible. Deciding to have children without any research is the second form of uncertainty reduction. Children put us on a set path because they are a long-term obligation. When you have children, it is assumed you will care for them for at least the next 18 years. So while you might not know what your future holds, you at least know that raising a child will be part of it. Big idea number two. Deciding whether to have kids is, in part, an unconscious process. When scientists study people's childbearing intentions, they often use a model called the theory of planned behavior. Essentially, deciding whether to have kids comes down to your perceptions of the benefits and costs of having kids, social influences like pressure from family members, and whether you think you'd be able to parent successfully. There are other factors at play too, like personality, age, education, income, race, religion. These all influence the pressures you feel and your perception of parenthood. But this model isn't perfect. After all, how can scientists predict intentions when nearly half of U.S. pregnancies are unintentional. Intentions don't always predict behavior, and critics of this model say that childbearing might be more of an unconscious process. Essentially, our brains understand the world through schemas, patterns of thought we use to categorize the world. If I invite you to a birthday party, you are going to have some sense of what that entails. Your schemas allow you to process that there will likely be cake, presents, and some off-key singing. These types of associations also exist when it comes to how you think about parenthood. Our schemas, paired with social context, norms, circumstances, and the influence of others, affect our intentions and behavior. Intentional or unintentional, deciding whether to have kids depends on how you both consciously and unconsciously view the world. Therefore, making a decision that you feel good about requires a deep understanding of not only yourself, but the societal norms and external factors that shape your thought processes. Big idea number three. There is no perfect test of fertility. The first thing to know before you even set foot in a fertility clinic is that there is no perfect test of fertility. You can have infertility, which is defined as the failure to conceive within 1 year of trying, with perfect test results, and you can get pregnant even with abysmal ones. Fertility tests that measure your ovarian reserve don't predict your likelihood of getting pregnant, they predict how well your body will respond to fertility treatments. These tests measure the quantity of eggs, not the quality. There is no test for quality. The best indicator we have is age. Semen analyses also can't predict fertility unless you have zero sperm in your semen, which is known as azoospermia. If you have one abnormal semen analysis, your doctor will likely encourage you to get a second one a month later. Big idea number four. There are two types of regret when it comes to having kids. It's incredibly difficult to study regret among parents because it's taboo to admit you regret having kids. When parents experience regret, it's often because their expectations of parenthood don't align with the realities. There are two types of regret. Some people regret having children altogether, while others regret the circumstances associated with having kids. Those who regret having children tend to view their children as difficult, perceive themselves as bad parents, or mourn the lives they had before children. Whereas those who regret the circumstances often wish they could change when they had kids, how many kids they have, the sacrifices associated with parenthood, their partner, or society. Which brings us to the last big idea. Having kids won't make you happy unless you think it might. Having kids leads to a boost in satisfaction, but that boost doesn't last throughout your lifespan. Studies using data from the UK, Germany, and Australia found increases in life satisfaction among both cisgender men and women during pregnancy and the first year of parenthood. However, those increases returned to pre-pregnancy levels within the first 2 years of their child's life. The relationship between happiness, well-being, and kids is complex. Looking at a sample of 1.8 million Americans, researchers found little difference in subjective well-being between people with and without children. Parents reported more joy as well as more stress, experiences that tend to cancel each other out. Parents who reported higher well-being were also more likely to be married, richer, better educated, more religious, and healthier, all factors that increase well-being irrespective of having kids. When researchers adjusted their analysis to control for these factors, they found parenthood led to a small negative association with life evaluation, with more positive and negative effects on pleasure. The researchers concluded their study by noting that if people wished to make their lives as good as possible and could visualize their lives with and without children in an unbiased way, then those who believe their lives will be enriched by children, despite all of the challenges, will likely feel satisfied with their choice. Similarly, those who feel their lives are complete without children won't regret foregoing parenthood. Think of it this way. If I tell you I'm going to give you $100 and only give you $50, you'd likely feel disappointed, but if I tell you I'm going to give you $25 and then I give you $50, you'd be happy. In both scenarios, you get $50, making happiness not about the value, but the expectation. Ultimately, making a decision that works for you is all about setting expectations. Realistic ones that factor in your individual feelings, your environment, and the demands of parenthood. Interested in learning more? Check out So When Are You Having Kids?
Thank you, Jordan. That was Jordan Davidson with five big ideas from So When Are You Having Kids? The definitive guide for those who aren't sure if, when, or how they want to become parents. If you do end up deciding procreation is for you, have a listen to our book bite for Long Days, Short Years, A Cultural History of Modern Parenting. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.